Tuesday Drive Time, World Radio Switzerland. The Gadget Guru joins us around this time each and every Tuesday afternoon to enlighten our technological futures. Afternoon, Gadget.
Hi, Tony.
A couple of things I'm really looking forward to. An article by you that is coming out next week, the World Radio Switzerland.
Next week. Excellent.
Voice Magazine. What have you written about?
I've written about the hackerspaces and the technology in the region.
Okay. How would you describe the state of tech in the region?
I think you'll have to wait for my article to read that. That's right. Exactly what it is.
That's what you call a tease, a tech tease. That's next week, the World Radio Switzerland Spring and Summer Voice Magazine. Very much looking forward to that. My article, you'll just have to wait until next week to find out as well. Now, I've done a piece, a feature on the Solar Impulse 2 that's currently flying around the world.
Part of the technology in the region.
Exactly. EPFL, hang it in Payen. Now, speaking of the EPFL, a tech story happening here in the region this week on Thursday, the EPFL and police and authorities and the Swiss Civil Aviation Authority have banned drones from flying, overflying the EPFL on Thursday. The French president, François Hollande, will be okay. Visiting there. So they've banned drones. If there are any drones found or seen over the EPFL, they're confiscated, destroyed, and the person controlling them, that's if they find the person controlling, that's if it happens, will be reported to the Swiss Civil Aviation Authority.
And I saw this week that the French security services have actually come up with an anti-drone drone.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because recently they had drones in Paris and they had them flying around the Eiffel Tower. You might remember that story. And we're seeing more and more of this. When Tina Turner got married, what was it, last year or the year before, there was a drone with a paparazzi drone that was taking photographs of her wedding. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing more and more of this. And I was thinking recently, don't the authorities have something that they can jam or stop these drones from overflying?
Well, this thing detects them.
Okay.
I don't know that it'll stop them.
Yeah.
But you could obviously shoot them out of the sky with something. That would be relatively easy to do.
Gee, I'd like to see that. where is the line here, Paul? These things have become incredibly popular. They obviously have applications. I've spoken to Sensefly, who are also based here in the region, who make agricultural drones. Mm-hmm. So there's some legitimate uses for them. But is it starting to go too far, do you think?
No, I think with every new technology, there's always some negatives that come with the positives. But we actually have a rule in operating the hackerspace that I think applies very well here, which is very simply this.
Yep.
Do not act in such a way that we need to create a new rule.
Good rule to have.
And if you do that, then basically don't be an idiot.
The Gadget Guru, good advice from the Gadget. Paul Bristow joins us. And speaking of the hackerspace, that's a group that you're involved with, which meets every Tuesday night. As soon as you hear that word, you think, ha ha, they're meeting behind closed doors and trying to break into bank accounts. But far from it. Just give us the overview of what hackerspace is all about and what you're getting up to at the moment.
So any of these spaces, hackerspaces, makerspaces, etc., essentially a community-operated workspace where people meet up, socialize, and collaborate on, let's be honest, on things around technology. But around technology in the very wide sense, which can be everything from, you know, making spoons through to making your clothes light up.
High-tech spoons. Well, how many people do you generally get along on a Tuesday eve?
On a Tuesday night, it's anything between 15 and 30 people.
Yeah.
Basically. And do you have which is good, because we've got a kitchen, there's a communal meal. If we get more than 30 people, it gets hard to feed everybody.
Yeah. and are these people who are all working in tech here in the region, or they might have an interest in technology?
They have an interest in technology. They certainly don't all work in technology. We even have bankers and things like this that turn up.
French, English, both, combination?
All of the above. You can turn up on a Tuesday and speak pretty much any language in the world.
I love it. Only in this country do you get that possibility. Now, do you have a theme or a number of themes that you start out with on any given Tuesday night at the Hackerspace?
No. There is no organisation whatsoever. The only thing that gets pre-organised is what are we going to eat that night? And that goes out on the email mailing list.
You've got to get your priorities right.
We are in a French thinking part of the world, so
the food is very important.
Yeah.
What's on the menu tonight? Speaking of which,
I didn't look.
Ooh.
But
you'll just have to turn up to find out.
You have to look on the PTL mailing list.
Okay, so I mean that's the broad overview. What's been the most interesting interesting thing that has just come up one night at a hackerspace meeting where you thought, wow, I didn't know that person was doing that here in the region?
We have people turn up and they do almost anything. So we had one guy came along, he was a sculptor, and he wanted to make his sculptures move. And he heard that maybe we could help him with that. And
were you able to help him with that?
Yes, we did. With the Arduino development system, we showed him how to make motors move, how to plug things in, and how to get him up and running on that in about 15 seconds, and assured him that it was designed for exactly for people like him and not for engineers with, you know, computer science degrees and stuff like this.
Yeah. I know you're pretty big on the 3D printing technology there as well.
Yep. Absolutely. So when it comes to 3D printing, we print an awful lot of, there's a lot of art stuff goes on, but there's a lot of machinery. So people printing parts for other machines. One of the most interesting things we printed parts for was a submarine robot. So there's a project called the Open ROV, Remote Operated Vehicle, and we made one of those in the hackerspace, or specifically one of our members decided to make one and everybody joined in.
Does it work?
And it works. We actually,
did you go down to the lake and try it out?
We did a trial in the Piscine de Carouge, in the Carouge swimming pool. We got special permission, and there's video on our website.
Excellent.
Of people swimming up and down, confused because there's a robot filming them from underwater.
Hold on, what's going on here? Yeah. So how do people come along? Because I know it's a bit of a top secret kind of location.
Oh, it is. It's a secret underground lair.
You've got to knock three times, and you've got to stand on one leg and scratch your head at the same time. Call the telephone number. What's the best way of getting the details?
So the best way to get to the details is to get down to the website, posttenebraslab.ch, and look it up. It is 36 Avenue de la Praille in Carouge, but when you get there, you will see exactly nothing to indicate you're in the right place. This is a secret lair.
You need that phone number.
So you need the phone number.
posttenebraslab.ch, or just type in Geneva Hackerspace, and you'll find the details there. And now I know you're very intimately involved also with Pangloss Labs.
Absolutely.
What's the latest at Pangloss?
So Pangloss Labs is sort of an evolution from this. So Pangloss Labs is very much entrepreneur focused. So now we have around 600 people signed up on our various mailing lists.
It's huge.
And we're starting to put together the ecosystem that we're going to need to handle, say, local manufacturing in the Internet of Things world.
Mm. So essentially, anyone with an idea, software, hardware related, that's an open sourced type platform for the benefit of humanity.
And to make a buck or two.
And to make a buck or two on the side.
Let's be honest here.
Well, you know, you've got to get something out of it at the end of the day, don't you?
The two are not incompatible.
Then get in touch with PanglossLabs.org and you can find out more details. I know recently you were close to securing some rental space.
Yep, I've got the contract in my bag. We're in negotiation, shall we say.
There you go. And as we know in this region, that can take some time, but I really commend the 600 people that you have on your mailing list and your database. I mean, that's a terrific start, isn't it?
And we keep finding more and more people, and there are little startups suddenly appear, and just as I'm starting to look for another part of the puzzle, there's a person pops out of the woodwork and says, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Great, we need that, so you come here.
Anyone doing anything really amazing or interesting that's starting to gain some traction, I guess, in conjunction or collaboration with Pangloss Labs at this point?
There's a number of small businesses that are starting to do things, but for all of them, it's all getting started, honestly.
And as we know, the region is not traditionally, I mean, we've got the EPFL, we also have the ETH, the ETH in Zurich, and they're real hubs for tech developments, but traditionally, historically, well, Switzerland's known for its engineering, but it's more places like Silicon Valley. It's more places, you know, other places around the world that are more traditionally associated with tech and IT developments, perhaps.
Yeah, and I read a quote just from online forums last month, and it said, in Geneva, there is no startup scene.
And there is. And that's the thing.
There is a startup scene around here, for sure.
Yep.
But it's not very visible, and it takes a little while to build things.
And that's
up.
What Pangloss Labs is all about. PanglossLabs.org to find out more and to get in touch with Paul Bristow, our gadget guru here at World Radio Switzerland. And tonight, why not get along one Tuesday night and join them for their meal and a bit of bit of a chat about all things tech. And that's called the Hackerspace. Just type into a search engine, Geneva Hackerspace, yep. posttenebraslabs.ch to get the details there. Looking forward to reading your article next week.
I should think you'll be interested to see actually what's going on around tech in the region.
Great. Paul Bristow, our gadget guru. Look forward to catching up next week.
Thanks a lot.